It's time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Edlin. Today's show is being brought to you by Kamplin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. LaVon will have today's program right after this.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Kamplin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Kamplin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Kamplin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Kamplin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512, or in Harlan, 755-3286.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. After a couple tries there, hey, sometimes we've got to get back in the groove here. And hope you're doing in your groove today. Well, you know, I'm wondering if you were in a position where you're going to have some leftovers. Maybe ham was on your table for Christmas dinner. Maybe it was turkey, although most people think, I can't do turkey for Christmas because we had that for Thanksgiving. Maybe it's prime rib, you know, or maybe it was roasted chicken. Who knows what you had? And maybe you don't even have any leftovers. But whatever, if you don't have leftovers or when you get tired of leftovers, maybe you'd like to do something with ground beef. That's actually what I'm going to talk about today is ground beef. And Nancy Degner and I sort of mentioned this. It's probably been a month ago now. And, of course, Nancy is with the Iowa Beef Council, the director. And we talked about thawing ground beef in the microwave. Now, some people have been doing this for a long time, but if you haven't done it, it takes like 3 minutes. So if you're in a hurry and you say, I don't know what we're going to have, and it's going to take forever to thaw that ground beef, no, like 3 minutes and you'll have it done. And then you can do whatever. You know, you can go ahead and cook the crumbles if you want to use it that way. You can shape it into meatballs. You can shape it into the hamburgers. You can make meatloaf, whatever, because now you have ground beef that you can work with. And it's sort of interesting, according to statistics, first of all, that half of the beef that's purchased is ground beef. So when people go to the meat counter and they're selecting beef, 50% of the time it's likely to be ground beef. And then many people take it right home and put it in the freezer. Well, if you're not going to use it within a couple of days, that's the thing to do, because fresh ground beef should be used within 1 to 2 days if you're just keeping it in the refrigerator. If you put it in the freezer, it's 3 to 4 months. So it's good, you know, when you get it home and you go, oh, I was going to use that, but we got invited out to dinner or our schedule just didn't allow us to use it. If it's within 2 days, probably better put it in the freezer and save it till the next time you need some ground beef. And then you go, oh my gosh, well, I didn't get it thawed. Well, now, if you have a microwave, you can certainly easily thaw that ground beef within about 3 minutes. So you don't have to hang around. Now, when I mentioned this to somebody, said, well, yeah, but it starts to cook around the edges, and I don't want to do that because I want to shape it into hamburgers. Well, even though it's 3 minutes, you need to kind of stay there by the microwave because each step takes about a minute. So, you know, think about if you need to chop up some onions or chop up some pepper while it's thawing, you know, have that stuff ready to go and or get out your skillet, whatever, you know, but stay right there by the microwave because it needs your attention. So first of all, you need to take the ground beef, the frozen ground beef, out of its current package and put it into a gallon storage bag, a plastic, you know, like a Ziploc, whatever brand. Then seal it, except you need to leave a little hole for the steam, the moisture to come out, but pretty much seal it up. Okay, then it goes in the microwave 1 minute on high. 1 minute. So the thawing process has started. take it out, flip it over, and if the edges have started to thaw a little bit, kind of massage it a little bit, but 1 minute again on high. And then let it rest for a minute. Now, you know when you take something out of the microwave, it's still cooking, and that's true out of the oven, too. The heat is still there. It's still cooking a bit. So that resting period is very important. At that point, now you've had it 1 minute on high. You've flipped it over, perhaps massaged it. 1 minute on high again, letting it rest a minute. So now we're up to our 3 minutes. And then just massage it all. It should be thawed. If perhaps it's still not quite all thawed, but you've done the massaging thing, stick it back in for another 30 seconds on high and let it rest another 30 seconds. It should be thawed by that time. And a little clue, the leaner it is, the leaner the ground beef is, the less fat it has in it, the less time it will take. So that's why it varies. You know, this pound may take a little longer than another pound. And of course, when we're giving these instructions, it could mean that your microwave is a little bit different power than somebody else's. So, you know, you need to experiment the first time or two, and then you'll go, oop, I know how to do this. Now is the time, after you've been through these processes to thaw it, is to go ahead and use it. Don't put it back in the refrigerator at that point. You know, just thaw it, use it, and however you want to use it. Whether it's crumbling it up to put in, who knows, chili, pizza, you know, whatever you're going to use that ground beef for. And by the way, if you want a quick pizza, you know, you've got your ground beef now, you've cooked it into the crumbles, use some English muffins and add the pizza sauce and everything you want to add to the hamburger. And this, put it on top of the English muffin. You've got little individual pizzas and probably want some cheese that melts on it, so you could either put it under the broiler. You probably could put it in the microwave oven, but sometimes with all that, it might not be as crispy as you'd like. Or 400 degrees in the oven for 5 to 7 minutes. And you could add extra toppings before you put it in the oven if somebody likes onions and you don't like onions, or whatever toppings, you know, this could even be a party activity. Have the ingredients all ready and let everybody make their own pizza. Stick it in the oven for 5 to 7 minutes and you've got yummy pizza. Easy, yummy pizza. Now, I mentioned about storing ground beef. If you buy it frozen or you had take it home and freeze it in the freezer, ground beef should be used within 2 to 3 months. Now, if it's longer than that, is it going to be safe to eat? Of course. It could be frozen for a year or so and it would still be safe. But the quality starts just on many foods in the freezer. The quality may deteriorate a little bit. If it is cooked ground beef, you know, maybe you've cooked a little too much, whatever, and you put it in the freezer, a little less time. I think in the freezer fresh is 3 to 4 months. I think I misspoke there. And if it's already been cooked, 2 to 3 months, little less. Now, if it's fresh ground beef and you're putting it just in the refrigerator, remember 1 to 2 days. And if it's already cooked, 3 to 4 days. So, you know, you cook up too much ground beef for some reason. You have a little leftover meatloaf, a little leftover whatever with ground beef. 3 to 4 days would be an appropriate time to leave it in the refrigerator. So that storage time is kind of important to think about as you put things into the freezer or the refrigerator. Now, there's something else I haven't talked about for a long time, and maybe you do this as a habit. Maybe you've never done it, or maybe you've sort of forgotten. And that is that with the ground beef, you get it at various fat content levels. And if you want to get rid of some of that fat, there's a way to do that. And there's been a number of different people, different associations suggest how you might do that. The American Dietetic Association did that with some research. And one of the things that people are concerned about is how much nutritive value do you lose and how much flavor do you lose in this process? Well, very little. and you can cut the fat content by 50%. So what's the process? Well, if you're doing like the crumbles, cook it, and then you can lay it on paper towels. I sort of skip that step, so maybe I don't get quite as much fat out. Put it into a strainer and pour hot water over it. If you don't want to run your water out of your faucet till it's really hot, or perhaps the water out of your faucet is not so hot for safety reasons, just stick a couple cups of water in the microwave. Get it hot. Doesn't have to be boiling. Just pour that hot water over the ground beef and the cooked ground beef, and you'll get rid of up to 50% of the fat. So, just a couple things there about ground beef, because everybody that I know of, unless you're a vegetarian, has ground beef in their refrigerator, in their freezer, on their menu many times. So, there you go, ground beef. Until next time, here's a thought. Scott Hamilton, the skater, says, "The only disability in life is a bad attitude."
Know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want. Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Camlin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Camlin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Camlin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
And glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Emblin, brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. Join us again Monday for the program.